Hello there, Stephen LeConte here. I've been talking a little bit about how I'm doing a redesign on my website, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of insight about what is a real redesign. Because some people might not know about, but there's really a few type of redesign that you can do. One of the type of redesign that you can do is where you take an existing website and an existing business, and then you change the name of the business. Therefore, you not only have to change the design of the website, but you also change the address of the website. So, if you take that into real estate, it would be the same as if you physically moved the house that you were living in, and you brought it to a new address. So this means that all the work that was done in terms of getting traffic, of getting people to recognize a certain address, all that kind of stuff needs to be done again. Like these are things that you're gonna lose. Like all the links that you added on other people's websites, like all that's gonna have to change. So that's one of the biggest type of redesign that you can do, the one which you move a website to a different location. But there is also a second part, a second website, second redesign that you can do, which you keep the same address, you keep the same name for your business. All you do is that you look at the website and analyze it, looking at the stats, using your webmaster, looking at the stats with you, so that you can know exactly what to do and what to change. Because some want to change the look sometimes, and that's one of the things that changed most during redesigns, but it's not the only thing that can and needs to be changed at times. So looking with a webmaster makes it easier for you to understand exactly what you need to do. If you need to do some of the design change, we'll tell you. If you need to do some words, keywords, if you need to do anything else technical, like related to search engine optimization, we'll tell you everything that you need to do regarding your redesign, basically. Like the redesign shouldn't be done on emotions, or emotions from the owner of the website looking at other people's website and thinking, you know what, I'm gonna redesign my website. No, it's really not like that. You have to look at your clients, how they're receiving the website, how they're getting used to it, like if they're staying on it, if they're using it, if they're happy with it. You don't want to do a redesign. Like if everything's going well, you don't want to do a redesign. If you want to increase it, like you can always redesign the content and redesign the sections that you have on the website, but to go ahead and change the face of the website, or you want to take a minute and think about it before you do that. So, having said that, I have thought a little bit about what I wanted to do in terms of my redesign, and I'm going to go ahead and implement some of the things that I've been talking about. So, in the next audio message, I will probably let you know a little bit more about the redesign that I'm doing. But for now, as a recap, I just wanted to include you, introduce you to the different type of redesign that there is. The one where you move a website to a new location, and it's also the one where you keep the website at the current location, but you change the layout and the content and a different aspect of the website. But by doing that, you keep all the aspect of the search engine optimization, all the traffic, all the links that's linking to it, you keep all of that. So you already know what I'm probably gonna do for mine, but just wanted to share a few things with you. Hope you learned a few things, and if you have any questions about any of that, you can leave a comment or write me an email, or you can find me at stephenlecon.com.